checking in on America's only private commercial airport. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest today is Jeff Burke, who is the executive director at Branson Airport in Missouri. This is a really interesting project that we first learned about from Bob Poole at the Reason Foundation quite a while ago. This is a privately funded commercial airport, the first one in the U.S., and it opened back in May of 2009. And we had been following the interesting differences between this airport and some of the municipal commercial airports right up until the time it opened, and then summer kind of got in the way, and we wanted to catch up with Jeff and see how things are going. Jeff, thanks very much for taking some time out for our listeners today.
Oh, thanks for having us.
First of all, let's talk about how your grand opening went. Now, back in May, you had a big opening that started with an air show, threw the doors open, and let people through the turnstiles. How did that go?
Oh, it was great. We finished construction right on time, just in May, towards the first week of May. We were wrapping up all of the construction, getting the ticketing systems working and the common use system by AirIT up and running, and just putting all of the final finish touches on the project. And of course, we had a world-class air show on our grand opening weekend, right before our first AirTran and Sun Country flights on May 11th. The air show was phenomenal. We had about 60,000 people in attendance, and it was a great event. We had the Thunderbirds and Golden Knights and many other great performers.
Tell me about the initial customer experience. One of the big things that made you guys different is that you are serving as the front end for what is at most airports a lot of separate companies. In other words, if you're renting a car or booking a flight or coming to check in, that's all done through a centralized operation run by the airport. How has that been received by passengers?
The passenger comments are unbelievable. We have great feedback from our customers. They love the facility. They love the customer service that we provide here. We have Enterprise and Famous Dave's on airport. They're two vendors here on the airport, and just little things that we do. Anytime there's a delayed flight, Famous Dave's will put corn muffins on the flight for the passengers. If they've got a ground delay in Atlanta or whatever, Enterprise just provides unbelievable customer service to the rental car passengers coming off the airport. They treat everybody like they're the most important passenger in the world, and that's what we like.
Okay, now it's a little different experience to book a flight into Branson Airport than it is some other places or a round trip, because in some cases, I go to the website at flybranson.com, and it's very integrated. In other words, some things are linked off-site to airlines, but in some cases, a lot of the arrangements are made in one piece right through your front end.
Yeah, we have our own travel agency, a web-based travel agency called Fly Branson Travel, and you can call our 800 number and we'll make all of your flight arrangements for you at no cost to the passenger. Also, we have our website, flybranson.com. You can go in there and book directly on our website the public charter flights that are available to Shreveport and Rockford. Or you can link out to AirTran or Sun Country and book flights to any of those markets that they fly to. So we try to make it very easy for the customer. People here in the local area who know us can go to flybranson.com and make all of their travel arrangements. Also, any tourists around the country who want to come in, they can find us online and make their travel arrangements over the web. Or call our call center, which is open from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., and call there and book their airline ticket as well as their hotel, rental car, any shows they want to see in town. It's one-stop shopping. It works out very well for the customers.
All right. Now, there's also kind of an interesting thing that happens that's unlike most airports. If you're flying into Branson and something does go wrong, if your bags, if something goes wrong with a lost bag, the rental car, or anything else, it's kind of funny to call the main Branson Airport number And on that one telephone menu is everything from lost bags to rental cars. How is it going for your staff being the broker for all aspects of that customer experience?
It's going well. I mean, we treat every customer like they're our customer. They are our customer. If they fly in on AirTran, they're obviously AirTran's customer. But when they're in our hands, we want them to have the best customer experience we can possibly provide. So if there's a lost bag, we will deliver that bag to you as quickly as we get it. If there's anything that we can provide for the customer along the way, we don't just take a call at the airport and fluff the passenger off to somebody else. We take care of them as best we can here with our staff and our resources, and really do try to make it feel different for the traveler. And I think we've succeeded at that.
Well, it's unfortunate in today's world that in a lot of cases you do get a runaround. And I know that most customer service representatives would not be in the jobs they're in if they didn't really genuinely want to do a good job for the people who call them on the phone. It has to be somewhat empowering for someone in a position at Branson in customer service to actually be empowered to solve a problem all the way from start to finish.
Yeah, and like any airport, we do have Enterprise is a tenant who does a great job, but we won't just fluff that customer off. We'll work with them and talk with Enterprise and solve any customer service issues that come up. Obviously we try to keep any customer service issues to a minimum, but when the inevitable does happen, we want to serve the customer the best that we possibly can, and that includes all of the helping them with understanding what's available to do in Branson. We have our welcome desk and concierge service. They can buy show tickets there, but they can also find out about what the best things to do in town are. And we help that customer. We see them starting their vacation here the second they book their airline ticket, and all the way through to when they arrive here and they're here in town and want to go and do something. We help them to the best of our ability and understand what all the great things that our town has to offer.
All right. Now you're stretching me just a little bit here to consider the airline experience part of my vacation, but okay. Listen, when we come back from the break, let me talk to you about the financial side of this, because this is where this airport is one of the more interesting things we've followed in a long time. My guest is Jeff Burke, who is Executive Director of Branson Airport. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits? That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Paul Plack here with Jeff Burke, who is the executive director of Branson Airport, which is the first privately funded, completely private, commercial airport built in the United States. And Jeff, let's talk about 2009 and how it turned out as a year to open a new business. I know for a lot of people, eyes are rolling and it's been a bad year, but you're in kind of an interesting situation because Branson isn't the normal destination.
Yeah, tourism to Branson is flat over 2008. So our visitation hasn't increased, but it hasn't decreased at all, which is the new up in today's market. Major markets like Orlando and Vegas and other major tourist destinations, room demand and average daily room rentals and all those types of things are down quite significantly, 10 to 20%. Whereas Branson has stayed neutral, which is great. And that has also helped us reach out to the air traveler and get them here to Branson.
obviously, before Branson Airport was even conceived, let alone built or operated, somewhere somebody was sitting down with a really big spreadsheet doing a lot of advanced homework to figure out if this whole thing would work. And you can make all the projections and use all the science you want, but then you cut that ribbon at the front door and reality sets in. And how has that matched up for your investors with their expectations?
From a revenue standpoint, things are good. I mean, we have a very bright future. We have two airlines, AirTran to Atlanta, flying two flights a day now, and their load factors and are very strong. People are coming from all over their network to Branson. In Minneapolis, Sun Country is doing very well putting people on the aircraft from Minneapolis to Branson, and we're seeing a high demand for people from around the country for this market. Of course, we'd like additional airlines. We're talking with several other airlines that we believe Branson makes a lot of sense for, and believe in 2010 and the spring of 2010 we'll have some additional airlines here as well. And the service, the existing service that we have, has the potential to grow and continue to expand.
Now, in addition to AirTran and Sun Country, you're also flying your own charters now.
Yeah, we have through Fly Branson Travel, public charters available operated by ExpressJet to Rockford and Shreveport, and that's a program that runs November 7th through December 14th, making this market easily reachable from those two destinations. And we're doing that three times a week to each market, and that's going quite well also.
Now, with this model that you guys have settled on and apparently are making work so far, be applicable in other markets? And do you get any sense that the folks who put this deal together might do this elsewhere?
Well, I think that, you know, Branson is a unique destination. You know, there's not that many markets around the country that have 8.5 million visitors coming per year, you know, almost 4 million or 5 million from beyond 300 miles. So, you know, Branson's unique in that standpoint, but I certainly believe there's lots of aspects of this project that can be there's something to learn from it, and certainly aspects of it that can be applied around the country to help airports be able to privatize the operation and make them more of a money-making type operation versus a straight public utility.
Well, in a lot of cases, you know, you talk about visitors. I know the count per year in places like Orlando and Vegas is, you know, up in the mid or high 30s millions per year. However, they already have big investments in their public airports. To do this would almost require a location or a destination that was a new destination unserved by its own airport.
Yeah, I think so. But there's probably aspects from this that can be taken and learned from to apply to larger markets that have already had FAA funding and things where there's a model to be built to redo the way airports are privatized in the United States, or the FAA privatization pilot program could be modified or tweaked to take some of the aspects of what we're doing into account.
Well, Jeff, you guys have been trendsetters, and it's been really fun to watch this project, and I think it'll be really fun to watch it as the economy picks back up. And we want to thank you for taking a few minutes out with our listeners today, and all success in the future.
Thank you very much.
If someone wants to find out more about Branson Airport, I guess the best way is just www.flybranson.com.
Yes, sir, and or call our 800 number, 888-FLY-BKG1.
Jeff Burke is the executive director of the Branson Airport. And you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.